Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains June 13th through the 23rd. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
All right, Wednesday is talking all things about your home here in the feed, and we always talk to our friend Susie Calabrese, home expert. You can find her on Instagram at SusieCal_CT.
So Susie, tell us about the ways we can take advantage of whatever's left of summertime.
I know. I can't believe summer feels like it's almost over, but seasonally it's actually not. So technically the beginning of school doesn't end summer weather, just the summer vacation for students, faculty, and staff. So I wanted to focus on what you can do at home, both if your summer vacation is coming to an end or if you want to keep summer fun going through the rest of the season, which actually ends like towards the end of September. So maybe you created a summer bucket list and you're still looking to check some things off, or you've exhausted all your ideas. Let me share some really simple things you can do. I'll start with the most simple of them all, which is really just get out there and walk. My favorite time to be outside in the summer is late afternoon, early evening. The sun's getting ready to go down. The day is winding down. Everyone's been running in different directions all day, so it's a great time to connect. You could go on a walk and make a point to chat, make it peaceful, and enjoy the scenery of your neighborhood. When our daughter was really little, we'd do this right after dinner and bring a drink and a travel cup and catch up on our day while she just stared at everything and got that last little bit of fresh air before bedtime. We used to call it a family walk, which she calls it still now. Like, can we go on a family walk?
Aww.
That's cute.
Yeah. So, and I love this for renters too, because sometimes when you live in a small apartment, it can get really, really hot. Or if you're the kind of person that works from home all day, it's just really nice to get outside after being inside all day.
And if you're doing it after dinner, you get to work off some of your dinner and make a little exercise in there too.
100%. All about being active. Yeah. So, and another one that's incredibly simple and very country of me is if you live near a park or have a yard where fireflies are nearby, get yourself a mason jar, head out and catch some good old fireflies. We play a catch and release with our daughter, and I always love the pure joy it brings her to watch them light up, which is really fun to do around dusk time. Another thing you can do is cherish the memories you've made all summer long by collecting them in a treasure bowl. So maybe you have some wristbands lying around from events you went to. I know you guys probably do. And I know I have a few small Polaroids from Girls' Nights Out this summer, and my daughter definitely has some seashells and rocks she's picked up this summer. Put everything together in a bowl or basket and then chat about it. This is one way to exercise gratitude at home by being intentional about simply remembering and reminiscing. I know I love reminiscing, so do my friends and family, about memories and stuff. So I think kids like this at any age also. So do a treasure bowl, collect and chat.
I think these are great because it feels like we're taking home outside of the actual four walls,
yeah,
and making it more of a feeling. So these are perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes we're so on the go, we don't like pause, you
yeah.
know, especially in the summer. So I kind of like that one. And if you're looking for an activity with a bit more legwork to do, I have a couple of ideas for you. So number one, family sleepover. Let the kids do it, or even join them in the basement or living room for like a fun night of good old fashioned fun. The second is invite your neighbors or friends or family over with a tasting at your house. I had a friend do this with wine and cheese a while back, and I always thought it was an awesome idea. Each person brought a bottle of wine and a cheese or appetizer that paired well with it, and we sat at the dining room table and tried them one by one, talking about it, laughing because we weren't really taking it super serious. But it was awesome. It was a really fun night. And then I totally saved the best one for last here, but create a competition night at home. Again, bring in your neighbors, family, or friends. Pick something everyone would find fun and make it into a game. I'll give you an example. So my family, every summer, does a cocktail competition. My husband and I started dating when we bartended together in Stanford, so we always razzed each other for who made what drink better. And we had our family try our versions of the same drink one night. Fast forward to now, everyone being of age, we pick a cocktail. We taste and vote who's the winner. We use little plastic shot glasses so each person gets a taste of each one and vote, and the highest voted drink wins. So people have gotten really fancy over the years with espresso martinis and frozen drinks. It's a really fun time, of course, with an emphasis on quality over quantity to be responsible.
Right.
Yeah, that's so fun. I like that. Everyone loves a little competition. You have the party atmosphere with it, too.
Definitely.
Yeah. And Susie, you're telling us about tips to have at home as summer wraps up. So what else do you have for us?
Well, I don't know about you guys, but I have been in and out of my house all summer long. So for us, we use our garage as a main entry point to go in and out of the house. And our garage door gets a tremendous amount of use, especially one side of the garage, because we have a two-car garage, and I don't know why I just always go out the left side. I noticed this was giving me a problem a few weeks ago, and I learned that summer's a really great time to clean and maintain your garage door. So I have some tips on how to make your garage door last longer and keep you and your family safe. Make sure to check to see if it's opening properly and balanced and the coils are lubricated. You can do a visual inspection of this on the tracks by looking for buildup, and you can actually clean it out yourself by wearing a glove and using a brake cleaner. If you see your tracks are bent or broken, though, you definitely want to call a technician. If you have an automatic opening system, which I feel like most people do, if they're using the garage as much as I am, you'll want to check the electronic eye. And if you don't know what that is, it's the little black box that's close to the tracks on the floor of each side of the door. They actually communicate to each other, and that's what keeps the door from closing on you. So that feature protects your cars, your kids, your pets. So keeping it clean is really important, and making sure that they're lined up properly is also very important, because if it won't function properly or sometimes even at all if they aren't in line. In my case, I had to do some cleaning and dusting off of that electronic eye because its sensor wasn't working properly. So a safe way that you could test that is by standing outside of it at that line or area and put like a broom, or I used a pool noodle that I had in the garage, and you could put it in front of the electronic eye and then try to close the garage door. And when you do this, the safety feature should reverse once it hits that pool noodle or broom. And if it doesn't, you'll make sure to get in there and then clean that electronic eye and then try it again. If you're looking to upgrade your garage door opening system, this is a great time to do it. I would first recommend obviously contacting an expert on, you know, what that technology best could be for you. But if you are handy, keep an eye out for opening systems at Costco to install yourself, because they do have them from time to time. Those newer systems are much quieter, and they come with some smart technology features as well, like Wi-Fi capabilities to control from your phone.
Yeah, I've noticed this. I have similar things with our garage at home, and I noticed that especially in the summertime, you have a lot of spider webs.
Yeah.
You know, mowing the lawn, you have all kind of buildup from that. So you're not always looking down at those sensors. That's a great point.
Totally. That's exactly what it was, I think. I was like, cobwebs.
Yeah.
I was like, you don't need to call anybody. Just clean the cobwebs.
Right, exactly. Just dust it out.
Oh, these are all great. Thanks for the refresher and the tips.
I'm going to go home and check my garage doors. Susie Calabrese, you can find her on Instagram at Susie Cal_CT. Thanks so much, Susie.
Thanks, guys.